under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tax Day, Wednesday, April 15th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed an executive order to provide fuels, both gasoline and diesel, to northern Michigan due to the shutdown of the barges that traverse near or around the Sheboygan Dam. Governor Gretchen Whitmer anticipates that the rains will stop, the flood waters will start to recede, and they'll be able to open up deliveries very soon. Executive Order 2026-6 identifies the U.S. Energy Petroleum Terminal in Sheboygan, which is a critical hub for fuel distribution in the eastern Upper Peninsula and the northern Lower Peninsula. Because of dangerous river conditions, the barge company has voluntarily stopped shipments into the port for safety and environmental reasons. As a result, fuel trucks may have to travel longer distances to pick up gasoline and diesel, slowing deliveries and increasing the risk of shortages. The order says those delays could cause drivers to exceed limits on how long they will be allowed to be on the road. To address that, Governor Whitmer temporarily suspended state and federal limits on driving hours for truck drivers, especially those hauling gasoline, diesel, and other essential supplies tied to the emergency. The goal is to speed up fuel deliveries and keep the supply moving into the affected areas. The exemption applies to all Michigan roads, but is limited to drivers directly involved in this emergency response. It also covers the transport of utility repair materials and emergency equipment. What does this mean? Well, you need to go as quickly as possible, if you haven't done it already, and top off your gas tank. Diesel in your pickup trucks, farm equipment, whatever you need, top off now. Prices will be going up as a result of the shortages as a way to try to reduce the demand. If you don't want to pay anywhere north of $4, possibly $5, maybe even $6 a gallon during this shortage, God only knows what it could go to, top off your tank and stay home. Don't drive, work from home, do whatever you can do, but try to reduce your need for gasoline and diesel. Governor Whitmer directed the Michigan State Police to oversee the enforcement. The order took effect Tuesday evening and will remain in effect until the situation stabilizes. However, it will be for no later than May 12th unless it is extended. Department of Natural Resources brought in 24-inch pumps and put down giant sandbags at the Sheboygan Lock and Dam Complex on the Sheboygan River to help move water out away from the dam. A crane will be used to remove the six gates on the dam to let water flow. But it still remains a threat. You need to be aware. Short break, a word from our sponsors. Text me any questions for Dr. Jeff. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one here on this hump day, Wednesday, tax day, April 15th. Dr. Jeff is in the house. Ask the Vet from the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Have you topped off all your tanks?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What's the gas prices doing up there in Sault Ste. Marie?
Well, I used all my vehicles are diesel. So
okay.
I'm paid, what I pay? $5.30 a gallon for diesel.
$5.30?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's at the pump. You don't have a storage tank at the house. You buy right from the gas stations.
Yeah, that's the gas station. So now that's okay. Not, as my farmers are going to know, that's not red dye diesel.
No.
So, you know, when I load up for my, I think the red dyed wasn't that much cheaper, really. It was around $5, you know. So
wow, unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer just signed an executive order because they've shut down the barges that do the deliveries that use the Sheboygan River due to the Sheboygan Dam situation.
Yep.
And so I'm advising everybody to fill up their tanks today. And they're saying this could go to $5-6 a gallon until this dam problem is resolved and they can get those barges back in there bringing in the fuel. So
yeah, yep.
Got a scary situation happening. I got Cliff Tolini, the chairman of the Presque Isle County Board of Commissioners. He signed an emergency for Presque Isle County. They have 6 roads that have washed out. Completely asphalt gone. The dirt underneath it is washed away and asphalt just collapsed and went right ahead with the mudslide. So
yeah,
major things happening up here in northern
Michigan. Yeah, and not just up here. Woke up to my wife asking me if I knew where Bittersweet Ski Resort is, which is kind of ironic because it's a ski resort down in Otsego where I grew up at. Well, apparently they had a tornado go through downtown Otsego and head into downtown Plainwall last night. So my parents still live in Otsego, so after I get off here, I'm going to have to call them and see if they – I called a friend down there, and they're okay, and everything's all right. They're not out of power, but I guess this thing went right through, like, Otsego, kind of like the Gaylord – that was last year, wasn't it, the Gaylord tornado?
No, a couple years ago now.
A couple years ago. Yeah. So there's been active weather all over the place.
Crazy. Yep. I got a picture, Mullet Lake – is now in our front yard. This comes from Miss P. And the water's up so high, it's over the break wall and approaching the houses.
Yep.
60 years, Fred's folks said they had never seen it this bad, never seen it this high.
Yep.
So we're experiencing some unique weather, and the thing of it is, with the snow thawing finally going back into the grounds were really wet already, and this additional rain just compounded the problem, the situation.
Yep, everything's already saturated, and up here we're still saturated, and probably some of the ground's still frozen. So, I mean, my backyard, we have... I've got it. I call it Lake Lahice at this point.
Boy!
You know, we've got a low spot in the backyard there before you get up. Now, fortunately, where the animals are, it's like if you look at the side of my property, the house is kind of up on a high spot, and then as you walk out back in the backyard, it goes down a little bit, kind of a really gradual, like, little dip, and then when you get to the animals, it starts going back up again. So they're at, they're okay, and the horses are up on a hill. You know, so I'm not too worried about them.
Right.
But yeah, it's probably almost a foot deep right there. And like I said, the problem is we do have a ditch kind of that'll drain it out, but it's full of snow. And I'm sitting here going like, I don't know. I'm about ready to go rent I don't even know if I can get back there. Rent a,
trash pump.
No, a backhoe or an excavator, a little excavator. And go back there and kind of try to open that up a little bit to try to let some of the stuff drain. So,
Well, that's basically what the DNR is doing up there in Sheboygan. They brought in large sandbags at the base of the dam. but they're excavating relief outlets so that the water can drain. So that's the best. If you guys have standing water, that's actually the best way to do it. Water always flows to the pattern of least resistance. Yep. It always uses gravity. So try to open it up, even by shovels. Get out there and just hand shovel some things and get it moving. Once it starts moving, it drains pretty quickly. So
I heard that. I did see some people in Sheboygan got evacuated too.
Yes.
So which that we can spin into that. This is something that we typically don't have to deal with up here, is evacuations. But a lot of the shelters that they evacuate you to won't necessarily take animals. The FEMA and the Red Cross has gotten a lot better after Hurricane Katrina about allowing people to bring their cats and dogs with them.
Yeah,
and I did hear, was it the Sheboygan County? I'm drawing a blank here, but one of the animal shelters down there also did open up, and Humane Society said, hey, if you have to evac and you can't take your animal, you can leave them here while we can watch them for you.
Excellent.
Yeah, but that also brings into your large animal people, this is a good reason to keep your trailers dug out, even during the winter. You figure like, yeah, I'm not going to any horse shows. I don't need to do it. You never know if you're going to need to load them up and boogie.
Right.
You know
Take
what I mean?
Somewhere.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Also important, like if you start having this starts happening on your horses and put their halters on them and put a you can buy nameplates. And just like a dog, you know, your name, horse's name, address, phone, you know, whatever, contact. Put it on the halter. They riveted actually the side of the halter there to the cheek piece. And that way, if somebody, you know, they do get loose and we find them, hey, boom, this is who this is. We can get a hold of them. You can also microchip. It's not just dogs and cats. We can microchip horses and other animals as well, too.
Excellent.
So, so that's something that we can do if you want, obviously. It's a little bit more involved to do a horse than it is a dog or cat, but it still, can be done.
Okay, very good. Hey, Jeff, I do have another text message coming in. The Sioux Animal Hospital, you guys are pretty high and dry right there.
Fairly. We do have a big drainage ditch right next to us, and that's actually keeping stuff drained out pretty good. So
okay. They wanted to know, do you guys offer any boarding of animals?
No, we do not. We do not have a boarding facility. Used to have one, and it kind of got where it wasn't getting used, and then with the expansion of all the medical services we're providing, that I had to move into that space that used to be the boarding facility, and now that's half of that's the large animal wing, and the other half is like surgery kennels and things like that we're using.
Got it. Okay, yep. Very good. They were just checking in. They sure. Don't live too far from you, and they're kind of freaking out. Their backyard, they said, is moving up closer and closer to the house. And they might have to go to a hotel, and they just talked to the hotel, and the hotel said they don't accept animals. So
now, if they're close, like close in Sault Ste. Marie,
mm-hmm.
What's the one that's right next to here? They'll know if they're listening, they'll know what I'm talking about. The one next to Jose's, I think it's a Super 8 now or something. They accept animals.
Okay,
I know they
good.
Do. So
they
yeah.
do. Okay, excellent. Yeah, but because a lot of your clients come and stay there while they get ready for surgery in the morning.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Good. Hey, one other thing. Because of this standing water, are we looking at any type of waterborne bacteria or anything like that? Animals should not be drinking that water. What's your advice to people?
Well, most of it at this point is meltwater, so it's not too bad. But still, we have, you know, the primary thing we're worried about is leptospirosis, which is the one that lives in the soil, thrives in wet environments, outside right now.
Right.
You know, and then the other thing is if for some reason we had a sewer backup and you had – sewage contaminating into the water, then yeah, obviously you want to stay out of it. But other than that, my dogs run through it, so
okay.
But they're vaccinated. Yeah, just as long as you're vaccinated for lepto, and it's not obviously, you know, contaminated with sewage, you're probably okay.
Okay, very good. One last thing I wanted to ask you about, and this is coming into spring, summer. We've already talked about it before, especially with all this moisture. We definitely need to get flea and tick on our animals as soon as possible. Explain that real quick.
Well, we've already had ticks. We've had the first tick of the season. I told them we're gonna start running a contest and give an award out to somebody, a little trophy. Go, hey, you got the first tick of the year. But they're out and moving now. Okay. Ticks are going to start in the spring because ticks over winter can actually can survive sub-freezing temperatures. And once the grass is starting to get exposed like now, even that those are still snow all around, but they'll climb up to the top of any grass that's exposed through the snow. And, yeah, you'll pick one up. So start now. Like I said, right now we're using just tons of different different options and things like that. Right now, the one we're using, and I having pretty good luck with, because we kind of try to go to a one pill does all. So we're using what's called Simparica Trio, and it does your flea and your tick and your heartworm and your intestinal parasites. Give it once a month. I do it April through October. You know, you should be good. Now,
spell that. Spell that first S word.
Simparica, Simperica. I didn't know I was going to have a spelling bee.
Okay. Simparica Trio.
Yeah, Trio. Okay. They make just what's called Simparica, and all that does is flea and tick. It doesn't do your heartworm and stuff like that. So you want the Trio, the Simparica Trio. Yep.
Simparica Trio. And that's the one that takes care of all three.
Yep, it takes care of everything. Now, another important thing to do, sometimes I run into people, they'll say, oh, well, my dog's on heartworm prevention all the time. I don't need to heartworm test it. Well, you still do, namely because our quote-unquote heartworm test also tests for Lyme disease and the other tick-borne diseases that we want to catch before they're clinical. And secondly, the only two things that's guaranteed in life is death and taxes. Just because she's getting the pills doesn't necessarily, you can have a failure, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's why we check and make sure that the medicine is doing what they're supposed to do. Now, the nice thing that the company will do is if you're on the Simparica Trio, they test your dog, wound up, we can prove they got heartworm disease while on the medicine, that they'll pay for treatment. So that's good. You know, the company will back, they'll put their money where their mouth is. It's actually Zoetis is a company with it, but they will back it up. But that's another reason why you need to test, because if you come in here and I diagnose heartworm disease on clinical signs, that's not good.
Now, what happens if they don't test and the heartworms are present and they give them Simparica Trio, what would basically happen?
Not too much. That old thing we had was from years ago, where they said you better be negative before you start the treatment. Okay, that was the old, I don't know if you even remember, the old Flarabits you had to give once a day for treatment.
Oh, yeah.
And those, if you gave that to a dog that currently had heartworm disease, would kill the dog. We don't, that medicine they don't even make anymore. I do have a bottle of having my box O veterinary history, old stuff from years ago. So
got it. But, hey guys, if you have any other questions or you want to take your animal there to Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie, 906-635-5910. Give Dr. Jeff a call. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
This is Michigan News Source. Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. An alleged swatting incident in Marine City is under investigation. Police were called to a downtown business after a caller claimed to be holding three people at gunpoint Sunday night. The caller demanded a $50,000 ransom and threatened the lives of the alleged hostages and later claimed he fired his gun and struck multiple victims. About 3 hours after the call, police, using advanced technology, including a heat signature drone, cleared the building and found that the reports were fabricated. The Saginaw VA has launched a new electronic health record system. The system is the first modernization in VA healthcare in decades. The system is designed to bring patient information together, making care more seamless for veterans who receive services at multiple locations. The rollout is expected to continue nationwide, with all VA facilities set to transition by 2031. A person whose prison sentence was commuted by former President